Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Furious Minds, The Making of the MAGA New Right is a work of political intellectual history by Laura Kay. Field that examines the ideological ecosystem behind Donald Trump and the broader conservative shift that followed his rise, rather than treating Trump as the central thinker. Field focuses on the academics, writers, strategists, and media figures who helped give Trumpism a more coherent theoretical language. The book traces how this MAGA New Right coalesced from several overlapping currents, including national conservatism, post-liberal thought, the Claremont Institute milieu, and other hard-right networks. It is concerned less with campaign history than with the ideas, institutions, and cultural grievances that have pushed American conservatism toward nationalism, anti-pluralism, and a more openly illiberal politics. Field draws on her own experience in conservative academic circles to explain how these ideas circulate and gain authority. The result is a study of the intellectual foundations of a movement that aims not only to win elections, but to reshape the state and society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the MAGA New Right turned Trumpism into an intellectual project. A central argument of the book is that Trump himself was never the main source of ideological innovation. Instead, his political success created room for thinkers who wanted to translate resentment, cultural backlash, and institutional distrust into a durable worldview. Field shows how this process gave the right something more stable than a personality cult, a network of arguments about nation, authority, hierarchy, and liberal decline. That matters because movements often survive by developing a language that can outlast an individual leader. In this case, the New Right supplies themes and vocabulary that make Trump-era politics feel principled rather than improvised. The book is attentive to the way this intellectual layer helps normalize extreme positions by presenting them as serious scholarship, historical correction, or moral realism. By focusing on ideas rather than only on electoral events, Field explains why the movement has not faded with each scandal or defeat, and why its influence continues to deepen inside major institutions and policy circles. Secondly, the ideological coalition behind nationalist economics and social reaction. Field maps the New Right as a coalition rather than a single school, bringing together post-liberals, national conservatives, Claremont-linked thinkers, and harder-edged online or activist currents. What unites these factions is less a shared program in detail than a common rejection of liberal pluralism. The book highlights recurring commitments to nationalist economics, tighter borders, isolationism, and traditionalist social values. These positions are not presented as isolated policy preferences. They form a broader vision of society in which the state is used to preserve a preferred moral order. That helps explain why the movement can combine elite intellectual language with seemingly populist appeals. It also shows how different factions can cooperate even when they disagree on tactics, because they share a desire to challenge the post-war liberal consensus. Field's analysis is useful because it clarifies that the New Right is not merely conservative in an old sense. It is reconstructing conservatism around cultural combat, civilizational language, and a willingness to use power against opponents rather than limit power through constitutional restraint. Thirdly, misogyny, masculinity, and the movement's social imagination. One of the book's distinctive claims is that the New Right is marked by a pronounced misogyny and by a gendered imagination of politics. Field treats this as more than a side effect of online rhetoric or individual prejudice. The movement often frames social order through masculine authority, female submission, and nostalgia for a supposedly cleaner past. That matters because gender politics are not separate from the movement's broader authoritarian tendencies. They are part of how it defines hierarchy, virtue, and social cohesion. The book suggests that reaction against feminism and modern pluralism helps energize the movement's cultural self-understanding. This is also why Field pays attention to the emotional style of the New Right, which often mixes grievance, resentment, and performative toughness. By placing misogyny at the center of her account, she shows how the movement constructs enemies not only in politics, but in everyday social life. The result is a more complete picture of how ideological projects can be held together by shared affect as much as by formal doctrine. Fourthly, from campus battles to Project 2025 using state power for illiberal ends, Field is especially interested in how the New Right moves from theory into institutional power. The book describes a movement that does not simply criticize universities, media institutions, or administrative agencies, but seeks to reshape them. College campuses become symbolic targets because they represent liberal norms, expertise, and pluralism. At the same time, the movement also extends its ambitions into government staffing, policy design, and long-term institutional capture. References to January 6 and Project 2025 place the book squarely in the question of how ideology becomes operational. Field argues that the New Right is not content with electoral victory alone. It wants tools of state power that can be used in more assertive and less constrained ways. This is one of the book's most important contributions because it connects cultural warfare to governance. The point is not merely that the movement is inflammatory, but that it is building mechanisms to convert hostility toward liberal institutions into actual policy control, administrative restructuring, and legal or cultural rollback. Lastly, an insider-informed intellectual history of authoritarian drift, Field's background in conservative academic circles gives the book unusual texture. She writes with enough familiarity to decode the movement's references, but also with enough distance to criticize its logic and ambitions. That balance helps the book avoid two common problems: shallow outrage on one side, and detached abstraction on the other. Her method is intellectual history, but it is also institutional diagnosis. She is tracing how a parallel political world forms, how its ideas circulate through conferences, podcasts, think tanks, and elite friendships, and how that world becomes persuasive to ambitious actors. The book is especially strong at showing that authoritarian drift is rarely abrupt. It builds through small doctrinal shifts, rhetorical reframing, and the slow legitimation of once fringe ideas. That makes the study valuable beyond the immediate Trump era. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how ideological movements gain durability, how they recruit language from philosophy or history, and how intellectual respectability can coexist with radical ends. The book therefore works both as a contemporary warning and as a method for reading political extremism more generally. In conclusion, Furious Minds will be most valuable to readers who want to understand the intellectual infrastructure behind MAGA rather than only its electoral spectacle. That includes readers of political history, American conservatism, democratic backsliding, media ecosystems, and contemporary policy formation. It is especially useful for anyone trying to make sense of how a movement can appear chaotic on the surface while becoming more organized in its ideas and institutions over time. The book offers practical value by naming the factions, concepts, and rhetorical habits that shape the MAGA New Right, making it easier to recognize how arguments about nationalism, hierarchy, and cultural restoration move from fringe settings into mainstream influence. What sets it apart from many books about Trump-era politics is its focus on the people who think around Trump, not just the man himself. Field combines access, research depth, and conceptual clarity to produce a serious account of how resentment becomes ideology and ideology becomes power. For readers seeking a rigorous explanation of the movement behind the movement, this book stands out as a sharp, informed, and timely guide. If you would like to support Laura K. Field, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.